You are continuing with the theme of working with house paint and colors from commercial house paints.
Yeah, True Value specifically I've been working with, and I've actually developed a relationship with them. I was able to go visit their paint factory in Cary, Illinois last August just to kind of dig a little bit deeper in information behind the paint names and where it all gets manufactured and how those decisions are made. And
Did you meet the person who comes up with the names, or is there more than one person?
I met the one of the three. Okay. Yes, there's a committee of three. Every 4 years, they introduce new colors. So there's always, you know, their set palette, but the names of the colors actually have to change. Every 4 years, they can't use the same names. And even from 2, 3, 4 series back, they can't use those names either. Okay. So they have to come up with brand new names for thousands of colors. And because the technology is advancing so much, they're able to pull in like about 100 more new colors each year. And so they have just a handful more to also name on top of everything that they already knew that they had a name.
Okay, but even if the colors don't change, the names do update every 4 years.
Yes, that is correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You've incorporated words in this work.
Yeah, the work that we're looking at here, it's a sentence on the wall, and the words are actually found on the back of the swatch, which I've been able to pull from. So I'm using the front of the swatch for the color choice. You know, the colors come with names, and then the back of the swatch is just that literature component that helps to, you know, give a little bit of information or a little bit of more catch. You know, long-lasting color, Weatherall, and all these other types of catchy words to quickly, you know, sell a customer.
And in this case, the swatch colors are in between the words, almost like a blank space.
It's not a blank space. No. It's a color, and the color is a representation of that word.
And what's this one called?
This one's called Is Anything Unique Number 2, and this is the second piece of a series that I did that just specifically uses the swatch cut severed from its original column and specifically picked to create a landscape. So the swatch themselves actually are a representation of what it is. So the blue that you see there is called Sea Cottage, so I created this like home like gesture. And then we have back porch, we have blackbird, sea fog, a waterfall. So the components in there are the swatch with the name on it that I'd want the viewer to associate. Okay, well, how does that color go with Sea Cottage? I don't think of that blue color with Sea Cottage, but here we're being told, you know, if you want that color, it's called Sea Cottage. So anyway, so it's this scene that I've created just using the swatches, and it almost looks like a Minecraft or Atari game. I did this in the fall. I had two of them, and it kind of moved from here to the wall piece. So this helped me push through what I was trying to get at, what kind of idea I wanted to reveal to my viewers. So I went from here to the wall sentences.
Okay. And I know you're wrapping up your master's degree
mm-hmm.
this
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah. I just had a show at the Anchorage Museum, mm-hmm. which was almost like a retrospective. I had worked from back in 2008 all the way to 2004. And that was a really fantastic experience, not just as an artist, but educationally, like working with the museum and getting the work there and having it shipped back and communicating with a numerous amount of people, pulling it together. That was a really, really neat experience. That happened in January, and it just got taken down in March. And then August 1st, I'm done with grad school. And so I'll be delivering my thesis July 7th. And I have a thesis show up in Baltimore in one of the galleries on campus at the Maryland Institute College of Art. It's in the Lady Gallery, and that is opening June 26th, and it gets taken down July 11th.
Busy.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.